have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
Yes, you are. Facing a birthday this weekend.
I am. I don't mind saying I'm going to be 72 years old. What am I still doing here?
Well, let's have a chat about that. I'm Ann Northrup.
In the news, we start with some major news. Well, actually, we're talking about the loss of pioneering transgender activist Miss Major, has died at the age of 78.
There's some dispute about her actual age, but we'll mention that briefly.
Okay.
The massacre at the CDC, it never ends with these people. Trump, RFK Jr., vote, say, death to America.
And Trump attacks trans people right in front of a world leader who has a non-binary child.
And hip, hip, hooray for MIT. How often have you heard that? MIT said no to Trump's demand for a bigoted compact.
Speaking of bigotry, young Republican groups, those that, you know, it's an organization, nationwide were exposed for celebrating slavery, rape, gas chambers, torturing their opponents, Hitler, and anti-LGBTQ bigotry.
Well, it was Vance who called Trump Hitler.
Oh, and then wait till you hear what Vance had to say about all this.
Yeah. A New York appellate court has blocked Nassau County on Long Island from barring trans athletes from its facilities.
And reports on out LGBTQ officials who are seeking to win seats in Congress next year.
Texas has joined the war on rainbow crosswalks. And LGBTQ people in general.
On a more positive note, a Wyoming library director has won a big settlement after being fired for just defending LGBTQ-themed books.
And the LGBTQ community came out in big numbers this last weekend for Zoran Mamdani for mayor of New York.
In the rain.
Yep.
And Iran is luring tourists seeking cheaper transgender surgeries.
They've had lots of practice.
They have.
So they can order. I wonder if you can get cheap dentistry there, too.
You get what you pay for.
Okay. Me, I wish.
All right. So, we start with the loss of Miss Major. Miss Major Griffin Gacy died.
Gracie.
Gracie. Sorry, I missed typo here. Died October 13th at the disputed age of 78 after a long illness, was in hospice care, and had settled in Little Rock. Now, that's Miss Major as the Grand Marshal of the New York City Pride Parade just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Griffin Gracie served as the first executive director.
That's a lovely picture of her in her youth.
Yes.
I love that picture.
But let's start with her bio. She was born in Chicago, and in 62 she moved to New York, where she worked briefly in a morgue and performed in drag shows, including at the Apollo Theater. And she was also a sex worker, and she participated in the Stonewall Uprising in 1969.
Yes, she's one of the people who seems to be documented as doing that and still alive.
Later arrested on a robbery charge, spent time in men's prisons and mental hospitals in the early 70s and was often severely mistreated. However, she met Big Frank Big Black Smith, one of the leaders of the rebellion in Attica, and that made her a political person.
Yeah, and she worked on trans rights, sex worker rights, prison rights, everything across the board for many years. And that's why she was so legendary, because she was so devoted to all these causes. And she set up a couple of establishments in Arkansas.
The House of Gigi, a healing space and community center for transgender people. She produced the award-winning docu-series Trans in Trump Land in 2021, and she wrote co-authored a memoir, Miss Major Speaks, in 2023. Now, so very involved with the AIDS crisis. She is. She lost an early partner, Joe Bob Michael, to AIDS in 1995, relocated to San Francisco, started a drop-in program there. Anyway, in addition to, she has survived, let's see if I get the survivors here. We have a picture of her and her partner.
Beck Witt.
Yes. And she's also survived by sons, Asaya.
Four kids, I think.
And Jonathan, her many daughters. Basically, everybody called her mom.
Yep. Well, she stayed active throughout her life in important ways, and she's been showered with accolades from survivors, real and adopted.
Yes.
But she was a major, major figure.
And miscalled Miss Major.
Yeah. All right. And also, we lost a significant lesbian feminist author, Susan Griffin, at age 82, of Parkinson's disease, died in Berkeley, California.
She pioneered a unique form of creative fiction linking violence against women to the ravaging of the environment. And I have to quote, yeah. Her main themes were the pernicious effects of a Western belief system, a patriarchal system that explored how capitalism, science, religion, and even the porn industry have subjugated the natural world to the detriment, its detriment, and ours. And, you know, she was a much lauded author. She struggled in life.
Yeah.
She married a man early on in the 60s. They divorced, and she came out as a lesbian soon after. She's survived by a daughter, Chloe Andrews, and two grandchildren.
But we want to launch into, we have a few others to remember a little later, but we want to launch into, of course, the havoc being wreaked on the United States by
well, you know, we're
Trump
all headed into the No Kings demonstration this weekend.
Saturday.
And of course, across the country, 2,200 places. Just Google 50501, or it's actually, it's 51, or org, and you will come up with these.
No Kings Day would be another thing.
No Kings Day, 2,200 demonstrations. But, you know, Mike Johnson and a lot of the Republicans, they've adopted these talking points.
Oh, God, yes.
This is the Hate America rally of the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, full of Antifa people. Of course, I hope you agree we should all be anti-fascist and come out against fascism.
But they define it as anti-Christian, anti-capitalism, anti-American, and...
No, we're anti-Republican. We are that. You can say that.
Terrorists. The Antifa is terrorists. We're terrorists. Democrats are terrorists. Anyone who doesn't worship Trump is a terrorist and subject to arrest and violent beatings.
And what does Marjorie Taylor Greene have to say about these Republican men? You're weak, she said. You're afraid to stand up to Trump. You won't release the Epstein files. She's pushing for insurance subsidies under the ACA to be renewed, which is the source
she
of the shutdown.
She wants to be reelected at least or become a senator or even president.
They're talking about her as a Democratic candidate now. They are.
Well, if she would come over to the Democratic Party and vote with the Democrats consistently, there are worse Democrats.
It's like tangling with a cobra, but, you know.
It is.
You don't know when you're going to get bitten. And then there's the look. Then there's the whole, you know, absolute. Well, now you've heard Trump on the news say, we're going after Democrat programs. They don't work in the shutdown. The Republicans won't work. We'll preserve those, whatever that means. And then at the CDC, they had an absolute massacre. This was death to America. They laid off 1,300 people on Friday. Now, they pulled back on some of that.
They rehired 700.
700. Well, but still.
You're in.
They wiped out things like the staff of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. I mean, we could go on and on about the things that they're doing, RFK Jr. there and Trump, to make you less healthy.
Public health experts are outraged. They say this undermines the ability to track and respond to disease outbreaks, that the CDC is now not functional, And meanwhile, the Republicans are blaming this on the Democratic shutdown. Others were fired or resigned earlier. And they're saying because RFK Jr. ignored science, LGBTQ plus and reproductive departments have been killed at the CDC. Democratic governors have now formed an alliance to try to restore some of this stuff. It's fascinating how they're going so fast and hard against everything, the Republicans, and so over describing all of us as terrorists that they really are provoking a response and making people angry. They could have been much more subtle about this.
Well, we all have to be careful on Saturday with the demonstration. Everybody needs to be conscious of this. They would love incidents at these things.
They will manufacture incidents.
They will be peppering the crowd with provocateurs.
Yeah, but they will claim there were incidents even if there weren't.
Of course. They lie all the time.
Which is not a reason to engage in any violence at the demonstration, but... I mean, it's always nice to be able to go on TV and say we did nothing, we had no violence, but, you know, Trump's going to continue to describe us as violent terrorists.
Well, and of course, as J.B. Pritzker says, he's demented. He's sitting there with the Canadian prime minister, right, Mark Carney, in the, you know, in the White House there. Yeah. And he always launches into his stupid talking points. We have strong borders. We have no men in women's sports. We're not going to take your child away and change the sex of your child. It has nothing to do with what they're meeting about. And it turns out Mark Carney has a non-binary child. What does he do about this? Nothing. I mean, their strategy is just to sit there and smile.
Well, they are getting away with it. Mary Trump says he's demented. She's been saying this for a while, but she has now said it again, that he really is out of his mind. And the ICE agents are out of their minds. Every day, more and more video of ICE agents just crashing into the parents' pickup line at Chicago schools and dragging people out of cars and violently taking them away then releasing them later.
It is the Gestapo, and these are Gestapo tactics. I hope some of the states are successful in getting these laws passed that you can't wear masks when you're doing official duties.
Well, to what
extent? And also, who knows whether they're ICE agents? They could be anybody grabbing people, kidnapping people.
Exactly. And they're most likely a lot of them Proud Boys who have found this as a new way of employment and terrorizing.
Oh, and they're being paid handsomely.
And, I'd love people to pass laws that say you can't wear masks and everything, but they don't follow any laws. They just charge in and do whatever they want, and it's projection. They call us terrorists, but they are, in fact, the terrorists doing all this.
They absolutely are terrorizing people. Yeah. Well, and of course, this was the week that Trump had Tish James, our attorney general, indicted, and she had a response to this, which we're going to play.
Of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies. This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost. The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country. This is the time for leaders on both sides of the aisle to speak out against this blatant perversion of our system of justice. I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a 2-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics. Judges have upheld the trial court's finding that Donald Trump, his company, and his two sons are liable for fraud. I'm a proud woman of faith, and I know that faith and fear cannot share the same space. And so today, I'm not fearful. I'm fearless. And as my faith teaches me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We will fight these baseless charges aggressively, and my office will continue to fiercely protect New Yorkers and their rights. And I will continue to do my job.
Go, Tish. She's fierce.
Well, we're very proud of Tish. Yes. But this is a whole new affect that we're not used to seeing.
And then
Tish.
It was even more so when she went to the Mamdani rally. She gave a even stronger speech.
Yeah. Well,
by the way,
she has preaching in her future, if not prison.
She's very church. The attack dog who's been targeting all the Trump opponents is the chair of the board of Fannie Mae. His name is Bill Pulte, P-U-L-T-E. And he leaks all these, you know, papers that gets them indicted. He said he was required to file a disclosure form with the SEC. He did not.
My point exactly. Right. They don't care. They don't do anything. And I sat down for a couple of minutes in this last week and tried to get my thoughts together about Trump.
Well, look, we're going to finish with Tish. I think we should show the judge in her case.
Okay.
The judge assigned to the case is Judge Jamar Walker of the Eastern District of Virginia, appointed by President Biden, happens to be the first LGBTQ federal judge in Virginia, first out one. And that's who will be hearing her case.
Well, good luck to Tish. Dozens of federal judges have told the New York Times, because the Times decided to survey them, that the Supreme Court emergency orders, these things they keep issuing, are creating a judicial crisis. Yeah, you think?
Well, today they were getting rid of, in an open court, they were getting rid of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
Exactly. So here's my interim. None of this will come as a surprise, but I wanted to sum it up a little. The thing about Trump is he does not care about the United States or the future. He only cares about a Nobel for himself, to prosecute his foes. That's his entire reason for being in office, so he can prosecute his foes and make money. Expelling immigrants drives up food prices. The Supreme Court is destroying checks and balances, and the Qatar Air Force is building a training facility in Idaho.
We don't even have a government. I'm not exaggerating. We don't have a government now.
I mean, but it's, I think
it's not the, just shut down. It just doesn't work.
The key that needs to be conveyed to his supporters is he truly does not care about you or the country.
Right.
He does not.
No.
And they haven't awakened to that yet.
They need to be woke.
They do.
Well, and of course, the least woke people in the world, of course, are young Republicans. And
Ooh.
Politico found 2,900 pages of messages that they exchanged on Telegram between their leaders. And, man, the kind of stuff they call black people watermelon people. They use the N-word like 1,500 times or something. What else? It just goes on and on. They praised Hitler, talked about sending people to gas chambers. They love slavery. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Now, this has led to the firings of some of these people by some of these hypocritical Republicans who have nurtured them in their offices.
It's just unfathomable how they could be. Well, I want to say they sound like three-year-olds, but that's a slur on three-year-olds.
Yeah, so we go to an NBA game, a basketball game. I'd go to the zoo if I wanted to watch monkey play ball. This is the way they talk with each other.
Yeah.
And some of them are people of color, you know.
Who have been co-opted into this.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's so ugly. Even Republicans had. Oh, except for J.D. Vance, who said, I'm not going to get into pearl clutching about this. You know, what about the guy in Virginia who said he was going to shoot people? You know,
the AG candidate.
Yeah. I mean, so J.D. Vance is ready to be your Führer.
J.D. Vance is ready to lie down in the middle of the street and have Trump drive a tank over him. He'll do anything.
Well.
Meanwhile, the Republicans are inserting anti-LGBTQ plus laws into these budget bills. You know, the
budget bills? The House hasn't met for a month.
The bills they're trying to pass, as they say, to keep the government open. And they say, what's your problem?
They say
it's clean bill.
Yeah? No.
Just pass it. What's the matter? And the reason the Democrats won't pass it is because it's full of stuff like this, and they're not going to go along with it. And they shouldn't. And I don't, if they have to keep the government shut down until we can elect a new president or at least a new Congress, be my guest.
I'm a little nervous about flying.
Well, they're being careful, the air traffic controllers. They're slow, but they're careful. That's today's analysis. Are you planning to fly somewhere soon?
I'm going back to London in December.
Yeah. Okay. This will all be cleared up by then.
So Trump laid down, they wrote this ridiculous compact for 9 universities, of course, to be extended to all thousands of universities.
Yes.
And MIT was the first to reject the compact for academic excellence in higher education. A White House spokesman, MIT says, we can't do this. It's against our free expression.
White House portrayed it as a positive move. If you just sign on to this, then we'll give you all sorts of perks.
So White House spokesperson says any university that refuses this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform higher education isn't serving the students or their parents. They're bowing to radical left-wing bureaucrats. The language that they come up with. I mean, I wish we had a strong left wing in this country. We don't really.
Well, I think this is, Stephen Miller and his people just sit around all day making up this kind of rhetoric. That is, it's backwardsville. It's the exact opposite of what's true. And it's like Alice in Wonderland. And they just do it all day long and they're proud of it. And they do it with a straight face and you're supposed to believe them. So what they're saying is we'll give you all these magnificent things and all you have to do is get rid of anti-Semitism on campus and get rid of woke ideology and get rid of this and that and the other. And it just gets worse and worse as the list goes on.
All right. So two couple of things. So the Supreme Court, another Supreme Court thing is they rejected a bid to revive a lawsuit brought by two Colorado families.
Yes.
Who said their parental rights were violated when their kids attended a school-sponsored club that included discussions of gender identity and sexuality. They just didn't take the case there. And then
shocking.
But then
shocking that they didn't take the case.
Supreme Court did say schools, they made that decision in the Montgomery County case that said you can opt your kids out if there's any whiff of homosexuality in the classroom. And so the data has come in. Out of 160,000 students, there have been 58 opt-out requests on religious grounds.
Yes. You may think the government is shut down, but the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, found a way around filibuster rules and in one fell swoop confirmed 100 judges and layers and layers of officials for the government. All just boom, unanimous.
By the way, LGBTQ people are on the move since the November election. 57% of us, including 84% of transgender and non-binary people, have made significant life decisions, according to the Movement Advancement Project, including moving or contemplating a move to a different state, attempting to update legal name or gender markers. People are having to adjust to this, and it's just awful.
And they're taking it seriously and making those adjustments.
Yes.
Consider what's best for you.
How about that, Tom? Speaking of legislation, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a horrible guy, has introduced legislation banning judges from considering an inmate's self-declared gender identity when determining prison sentences and prohibiting trans-identified men from being housed in women's prisons Now, apparently, some that what they're calling a light sentence was given to a man who now claims to identify as female after he attempted to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So this is what sparked it, and that's what he's doing.
Well, then they must be very happy about what's happening to the youth pastor in Michigan, who's a MAGA guy and has performed at CPAC. His name is Zachary Radcliffe. He's charged with 60 counts of child sexual abuse, criminal sexual conduct, and using his computer for sexual crimes. The judge who was sentencing him gave the most brilliant, eloquent speech about how disgusted he was by this guy who goes out there preaching as if he is the holier-than-thou representation of whatever. But he is, this guy's been nailed in Michigan.
Well, speaking of holier and thou, there's Winsome Earle Sears. She's the GOP candidate for governor against Abigail Spanberger in Virginia. And they had their debate. And Winsome Sears would not say that anti-gay actions were discrimination. That's not discrimination.
Spanberger was in a very controlled way standing at the podium and saying, my opponent is against same-sex marriage.
Right.
And Winsome Sears would scream, that's not discrimination.
Yeah.
And then Spanberger would say, and my opponent believes it's okay to fire LGBTQ people from their jobs. And again, that's not discrimination. Really?
And of course, Earl Sears was going after her over trans issues, or trying to. All right. In Milwaukee, there's a new street art in Walker's Point. It commemorates the neighborhood's rich LGBTQ history. I think we have a picture from there.
We do. And this was done at the behest of the Wisconsin LGBTQ Plus History Project.
And the mayor, the mayor was there. Everybody was there celebrating the legacy of 80 years of this Walker's Point neighborhood being a safe haven for Milwaukee's LGBTQ community. Now, this is, of course, in defiance of the transportation secretary who wants all these things removed.
It's always interesting what little thing is going to set everybody off. But we're on bigger things. We're a little set off by California Governor Gavin Newsom. He signed seven good, positive LGBTQ bills into law, but he vetoed a couple of bills that we could have used, one about access to PrEP for HIV and one about access to trans care. And people are a little upset at him.
I am going to link in our email to an article from the Advocate magazine summarizing all these bills that he signed and didn't sign.
And Black Lives Matter blasted him for signing a bill that had to do with supposedly getting rid of anti-Semitism, but in fact instituting some speech restrictions that are considered a little dicey.
Right. In the Fascist Republic of Texas, under Greg Abbott, the Department of Transportation there sent a memo to local governments saying it would adhere to Secretary Duffy's direction to keep crosswalks free from distractions. So Texas won't allow public art, political messaging, or any other non-standard markings. So now government officials in cities such as Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio have 30 days to paint over their rainbow decorations.
But again, in today's theme, which I've imposed about not following laws or rules or common sense, all of this that is continuing on and on and on, although we have the statistics, the proof that when you decorate a crosswalk, it makes the crosswalk and the intersection safer because people slow down to look. And that has proved to be a big safety measure.
Is that in the Bible?
Well, that's where it belongs, I guess. Maybe. Look, there are a lot of things in the Bible that the Republicans are not following.
Including rainbows. Am I right?
I don't read the Bible.
Well,
so
come on, Noah, the rainbow. I sent the rainbow, right?
All right.
After the flood, so it won't happen again. Oh, it has happened again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Wyoming.
It's a beautiful place.
Well, a positive story here. Library director Terry Leslie, she was fired. There she is. She was fired because, she wouldn't censor or keep books with LGBT themes out of the library. And she won a $700,000 settlement. But she also has a separate lawsuit against the three individuals who challenged the books.
Well, good for her. And anytime someone stands up like this and tries to assert their rights very heartening.
The library board said they did push for 2 years to convince her to remove the books that they claimed were inappropriate for minors. And she said they're not inappropriate.
Right. And don't read them if you don't want to.
Good grief.
All right. Then we have from Atlanta, Georgia, the dean or a dean of Morehouse College, Dr. Lawrence Edward Carter, Sr., also a religion professor. And he
just retired.
Yes. So he's in a conversation in front of an audience with Dr. Jamal Bryant. Why do I mention him? Because he's the ex-husband of a Real Housewife of Potomac.
And also,
we hear about him a lot.
And also had a bit of a history of anti-gay stuff, yeah. But apparently not now.
Bryant. This guy? Yeah, I think Bryant has a mixed, maybe a little.
We all have mixed records.
I could say things, but I'm not sure enough to avoid my own libel suit, so I will skip that. It was just a nice little twist to notice.
Let's
for those
go back
of us
to the doctor.
Dr. Lawrence Edward Carter, Sr. So he was asked about, I don't know what he was asked because we only saw the answer. Let's look at the answer.
Some determination, some resolution about who we are. Every one of us has to come to some determination, some resolution about who we are. What is your identity? Until you can be comfortable with that, irrespective of your sexual preference, you will not be a healthy person. And nobody can give you health except yourself. So I realized that just because somebody is different from me, that doesn't mean that they're automatically evil, sinful, or sick. And I have discovered that I like gay people. They're dependable, reliable, hardworking, and they've given civilization so much. And one day I found out that King James was gay. And you know who King James is. And you know, people in church think that the only Bible is the King James Version. Well, you can imagine how some of them felt when they got the news that he was on the other side of the fence. No. So it's dangerous to reduce people to some aspect of their personality.
So it's a very thoughtful thing. This is a discussion that went on for an hour and a half, and we will link to it in our email.
Wow.
For those of you who sign up for it. We have about 3,700 of you out there. Go to gayusatv.org, sign up for the email. You get these extras, and there will be many other extras in this week's thing. And also, of course, it's getting to be that time of year where some people are coming through and contributing to Gay USA to keep us going.
We appreciate
we
that.
We have a little notion there.
We will accept that all year round.
Right.
All right. But, Dr. Carter was interesting. He has a ways to go, I think, but
he says, prior to this, he says, and Morehouse, This is where Dr. King went, by the way. He said Morehouse was ranked the second most homophobic college in the country, and because there was all this discomfort in the room as he was talking about these things,
yes,
but he was leading them through it. And he also talked about Bishop Spong, the Episcopal bishop,
yep,
coming to the school and giving a sermon about these issues that just shook everybody up, and they said it was the greatest sermon that they'd ever heard there. That's saying something at Morehouse.
Well, that's because we're dependable, reliable, hardworking, and we've given civilization so much.
We have.
Unfortunately, including Barry Weiss.
Barry Weiss is the woman ruining CBS News. She's unbelievable, the kind of stuff she's trying to institute.
John Oliver's HBO show this last Sunday, brilliant on Barry Weiss.
Yes.
If you have access to that, you must watch it.
It's on. You can get it online, usually on YouTube, I think, afterwards. Yeah.
John Oliver.
Yeah. He's great.
He is.
In Nassau County, we've got some good news. You know, actually, just last week, we told you that people who were fighting against or trying to defend keeping trans people out of sports facilities in Nassau County, Long Island, that they had won, but the appeals court...
It went one way and then the other way, and now we're back to the appeals court saying...
Because New York Appellate Court, because New York has not just a law, we have a constitutional amendment in New York that we just passed last year protecting people on the basis of gender identity. So, you know, Bruce Blakeman could care, the county executive out there who's making hay about this, could care less.
Again, trying to flout the law.
In Massachusetts, a heterosexual married couple lost their license to foster after refusing to sign a policy agreeing not to discriminate against LGBTQ youth nor attempt to change their gender identity and sexual orientation. Of course, Alliance Defending Freedom will be taking up their case and trying to bring it all the way to the Supreme Court,
well,
where they will likely win.
Yes, entirely. This issue has been going on for years.
But, I mean, if you can't agree to accept the person that you're adopting or foster as who they are, you shouldn't be in the business.
All right. Happy to see my friend, daughter of one of my high school best friends, Marnie Von Wilpert, getting some notice for declaring to run against Daryl Issa in California, awaiting the results of the Prop 50 vote in November, which would allow redistricting in California.
Because if she doesn't get redistricted, it's a tough district.
Well, if he doesn't get redistricted, she's a city council member in San Diego.
Right,
He's the sitting...
Yes, I understand. But, I mean, Daryl Issa won the district by 18 points in 2024.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
But they're taking away most of his district if that passes.
Marnie? You know, is someone who worked in the Peace Corps in Botswana to combat the African HIV and AIDS crisis. After law school, she launched a legal clinic in Mississippi for justice. And
then worked in D.C. For several committees. She's been everywhere. She's done everything. She is absolutely dedicated to justice all over. And I say that as a biased person who knows
her. Right. So... We hope she gets a good district. But of course, you know, in every red state now, every red state is redistricting. North Carolina's doing it. They want to reduce Democratic representation to zero.
Yep. So do you think Chai Ase is actually going to run against Hakeem Jeffries?
Well, we got a picture of Chai with his buddy, who is the Democratic nominee for mayor, Zoran Mamdani, and he denies that he's running for Congress. But Hakeem Jeffries is not seen well in the progressive community these days.
Well, he denied it, and then he got a little more fluid on it, like maybe yes, maybe no. And he's just signed up as a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, along with AOC and Mamdani and.
And, of course, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is the model here. She ran against a guy named Joe Crowley, who was in line to become the next Speaker of the House after Nancy Pelosi. And she beat him in a primary.
Well, and the model is also Elizabeth Holtzman, who beat, what's his name?
Emmanuel Seller.
Right.
How about that? And Mannie Seller wasn't so bad back in the old days. He was a civil rights guy.
But he was old, and she was the new young person.
It's not just young; it's also more progressive.
Yes,
and things, and people get tired of this of the gerontocracy.
So we're watching that race.
We hope you're not tired of the gerontocracy here.
Please don't let them even think about it. So, and then there's Eric Boccher. City council member. In
Our
Manhattan.
City council
well,
member.
Well, my former. I moved.
Oh, right. You moved.
Yeah. But he's going to run for Jerry Nadler's seat along with a lot of other people. But he raised a lot of money immediately.
$683,000 on the first day.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's going to be a crowded field. It could even include a grandson of JFK.
Oh, who lives in London Terrace.
Jack Schlossberg lives in London Terrace?
Yes, he does.
I've never seen him in the neighborhood.
He lives on the other side of the building.
He must be on the 24th Street
he
side.
He is.
I was walking there last night. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, it's all right. So, you know, Zoran Mamdani, put up the picture with Chayase and Zoran again. Yeah. So anyway, and put up the picture about the rally that we had. We had this big rally at the AIDS Memorial. And did you get that picture? Maybe not.
No,
didn't get it. I had a whole video of this. But the thing is, Zoran came down and gave this brilliant speech, 5-minute speech in the rain.
On National Coming Out Day.
Yeah. And was just so eloquent about it. I mean, he's so passionate about, not just serving the community, but doing things with the community and advancing the community and all communities in New York. And I know it sounds like an ad for him, but, you know, he's so different from Andrew Cuomo. We got a picture of him. So Cuomo has been attacking Mamdani for having Ugandan heritage that he won't renounce. All right. And that he was seen photographed with an anti-gay legislator at the airport in Uganda. And then there's Andrew with the guy in the cowboy hat is Ruben Diaz Sr., the leading anti-gay activist in New York, you know, and he accepted. He said, well, we disagree about those issues. Oh, really? Why are you holding his hand then? And because he's there with all these, they call themselves the Hispanic ministers, and you know, that's how he thinks he's going to win.
Well, there is a new organization called the Hands Off NYC Coalition that is going after all of these right wingers, including the prospect of Trump sending the military into New York. Watch out, they're coming.
Of course, and
Cuomo will not be our best defense against that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right.
But we are going to be out in the street for No King's Day this Saturday.
We will. There's a suspect arrested in a Hell's Kitchen. Oh, no, there is a suspect in the Hell's Kitchen gay bashing, and they're searching for him. That's the picture that they have up. This happened on
He just
September.
Walked up to two gay guys on West 52nd Street and started shouting homophobic slurs at them. And then pummeled them.
If you have any information on him, call the police. This happened on September 28th in the wee hours.
Yeah.
All right. Trans intersex U.S. citizen Ezra Hewlett, who died in Dominican Republic immigration detention center. Talk about him.
Well, he was intersex, cat lover, and was... incarcerated in this immigration detention center, because that's where we put the people these days all over the world.
A U.S. citizen.
Yeah. And he died in the detention center and was the victim of multiple sexual assaults in the center. 24 years old, a trans man. There is going to be a celebration of life this Saturday for him in Saratoga Springs, New York. So take a look for that,
and
along
hope,
with a No King's
I
Day.
I hope their family brings a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
Tell us about lesbian activist Kay Ford of San Antonio, who has died.
You know, some of you may know Kay Turner, who was the head of the band Girls in the Nose, N-O-S-E. Legendary band in Texas and elsewhere. And so I called Kay Turner to ask about Kay Ford, and she said, I never met her, but she was so legendary. She she was a bar owner of a couple of bars in Texas, in the San Antonio area. She was a no-holds-barred activist when her bars were near military facilities, and the MPs would come into the bars looking for lesbians, I guess, and Kay Ford would have an American flag that she would light up and start playing the national anthem when the MPs came into the bar and drive them out. She became a lawyer, a political science professor, and very involved in pro-Palestinian activism in recent years. But she died at 76 and is much missed in the activist community in Tennessee. And Kay Turner, by the way, has a new band that will be performing in November.
And San Antonio is contemplating revoking their LGBTQ rights law.
They postponed the vote on it in the city council to November 18th. We'll tell you more when that happens.
All right. International, or you got some more?
Well, we have, I guess we're going to do that one later. Yeah, we'll do those later. Okay, international news.
So in the United Kingdom, UK, the Tory leader, Kemi Badenoch, is promoting a crackdown on immigration. She's declared war on LGBTQ plus refugees. People who flee persecution on the grounds of sexuality will no longer qualify for UK asylum. The Tories will jail and deport them. They're saying, you know...
Well, they say the only people who will qualify for consideration for asylum are those who've been abused by their governments in those countries. If they've just been set upon by gangs, forget it. You get no asylum for that. And the Labour Party is proposing restrictions on protests.
Oh, yeah, it's insane what's going on over there right now.
Crazy.
You can only do it during certain times of day. I mean, what? Come on. It's really insane.
But also in the UK, singer and convicted pedophile Ian Watkins of the Lost Prophets Band has been killed in prison. He was convicted and assigned 29 years in prison for sex crimes against children, and the inmates got him.
A short eyes,
yeah,
as they say.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we've told you how Candace Owens, this wacky friend of Charlie Kirk's, who has been
going... Medal of Freedom winner.
Yes, who was not Candace, but Charlie now.
It's only moments till Candace gets it.
Well, Candace Owens is being sued by the Macrons.
French president.
Brigitte and Emmanuel Macron, because she keeps saying that that Brigitte is a man and is really her brother. So that case is ongoing in the United States, and it will be pursued.
So she says Brigitte is really her brother who had a sex change.
Right.
They had a trial about it.
Now these are two women in France who are now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The brother showed up at the trial.
Yes, he did. And so
these
pair of women were fined about $15,000 in fines and damages. So that's progress over there.
And Candace wanted to go visit Australia, and they said, forget it. We're not letting you in. Oh. You're too crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in Iran, you know, for years, they've had this crazy system. They're very anti-gay. They'll hang you for being gay. But we're not going to hang you if you'll change you have a sex change. If that's the way you feel.
But that's what they've done for years. They've said to gay men, we will not throw you off a building if you have a sex change.
Yeah.
That's, you can become a woman and then you're legit.
So they've been doing that for years. So I wouldn't say they're getting good at these operations, but they do a lot of them. And so now some people, Iran is so cash-strapped that they are advertising, come here and get your gender reassignment surgery. They wouldn't call it that, but that's what they're doing.
This is a monetary strategy that Trump has not investigated yet.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go in the United States, and it could cost you $45,000, Thailand $30,000. In Iran, it's as low as 4,500. But we're not recommending this. They have a very bad safety record.
It's true.
But it's crazy.
All right.
All right. AIDS news.
Yes.
Well, I was very disturbed to read that the Fenway Health Center, which is for people in Boston, an LGBTQ clinic and things, they are now banning, they're capitulating to Trump, and they're not going to do gender-affirming care for anybody under the age of 19. That includes 18-year-olds who are adults.
And this is more of this pre-bending the knee before anyone comes.
Because they get a lot of federal money and da-da-da-da-da.
I was very disturbed to read about a practice that is endangering people around the world and increasing HIV infections. There's a new thing where, and they mentioned Fiji, they mentioned South Africa, but it's widespread.
Yeah.
People who are using drugs that can be expensive, so they want to share them. But it used to be needle sharing or whatever. Now they just take whatever drug it is, and then they take their own blood and inject it into their friend.
Don't try this at home.
And guess what? HIV comes along with
absolutely,
the drug.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we've told you a lot about the CAS review in the United Kingdom, which, you know, basically trashed gender-affirming care, and it's been used all over the world now to ban it, including in the United States.
Even though it was very specious to
We're going to link to a report out of the Australia and the medical journals, which really takes down the CAS review.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it is so bogus, and it, I could go.
Well, one thing is they talked to trans people, but they didn't listen to them. That's what they said in this review.
It's
there you are. And very concerning to read that New York City has a climbing rate of Mpox, 61 cases discovered in September.
Yep. So get your two doses 28 days apart of the Mpox vaccine. It's not that hard to get. Even I got it.
All right. And are we on to
entertainment news?
Yeah. In Utah, Elaine Bradley is a drummer for a band called Neon Trees.
We have a picture of her in action.
Yeah. Drummer Elaine Bradley. There she is. So she went online on social media this week to come out.
Well, I mean, she was married to a man, has kids, and was sort of a model Mormon, basically.
Not anymore.
Well, she's on National Coming Out Day, she has come out.
Let's see.
I've got an update, so buckle up. First of all, let me say that I was raised in a religion that taught that being gay was a choice. And I believed it. Kind of like what show to watch or whether to wear socks with sandals. I could just choose. Turns out that's not real. And they don't even teach that anymore. So the update is I'm a lesbian. And this might come as a shock to some of you. And it might be like, duh, to others of you. And that's fine. Here's the scoop. I fell in love with a woman. And I had to come out to myself, which was the most brutal part. And then I had to rearrange my life. And then I married her. Yay, for me. Woo. I've come out to my close family and friends already. And it's been to mixed reviews. I've felt all the love in some scenarios. And I've also faced judgment and rigidity. But what I've learned through all of it is that authenticity has a price, and it's totally worth it. I've discovered that I can love myself, and because of that, I can actually love other people. Amazing. Who would have thought? Yeah, you, my friends, fans, followers, onlookers, whatever you call yourselves, you can have whatever reaction you have. You have my permission. You can feel how you feel. I would just encourage you to remember that I am a human being like you, and I'm doing my best here. My wife and I are going to be podcasting in the near future about our story and probably about other things. So it's going to be fun, raw, salacious. So look out for that if you'd like. And just remember, life is worth living. Love is worth every effort. And people are important, whether we see eye to eye or not. That's my message. So thanks for watching, and make it a great day.
I hope Senator Mike Lee watched that and others.
Elaine Bradley, welcome. And that was a great statement, and we wish you all the best.
Okay.
Very excited to see that one of my favorite cartoon characters, Hothead Paisan. You probably don't know Hothead Paisan.
I don't. Put the picture up.
Well, this is early 90s stuff, and Hothead Paisan was a fantastic character, subhead. Homicidal lesbian terrorist. Very, very popular. Diane DeMassa. That's her on the left, obviously.
Is that her on the right, too?
Yes. 1991 to 96. Extremely popular publication. And now it's being reissued in a collection. Intro by Sarah Schulman talking about rage.
And what does it have to do with Ann Northrup?
Well, my good friend Barbara, a few years ago, contacted Diane DeMassa and asked her to create a faux Hothead Paisan cover with my head on Hothead Paisan. I meant to bring it. I'll bring it next week. I will. So you can get the full collection of Hothead Paisan comics, homicidal lesbian terrorist, at I hope your nearest bookstore or online or whatever.
Okay.
Well worth it. Hilarious.
Okay. The New York Historical Society now has an exhibit called The Gay Harlem Renaissance, right through March 8th there on the Upper West Side, to mark the centennial of The New Negro, the groundbreaking anthology by Alan Locke. And it immerses you in Black LGBTQ life. That picture is of Gladys Bentley, a famous cross-dressing performer.
Who quite proudly walked down the street with her girlfriends.
Yep.
George Chauncey is the curator of the exhibit.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A great historian.
A great white historian. But everyone seems very happy with what he's done.
Okay.
And you can look forward next year to the return of Cats, starring Andre DeShields as the cat Deuteronomy.